Hi guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and I've got something to talk about today. Yeah. Listen, if you guys like my song, if you like my voice, you can support me. Now, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to me, in the description of my episode or in my podcast description, you can find a support link. You can support me with 99 cents per month, $4 per month. I won't ask for more than that, but that support will be very nice. And I'm trying to upgrade my equipment, like my mic and stuff. I'm trying to do a lot more episodes. I got some good ideas, and if you guys would like to support me, you can. So just click the link. You know, you do 99 cents, $4, 4.99 cents. That's it, you know. And that's for 1 month. All right, that would be nice. I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, what I want to talk about is let me get over here and find this thing. Right, it's the Black Clover anime. Right, I want to talk about the latest chapter. Right, not really much a review on the chapter, but a review on a character that was, you know, a big part of the chapter, which was Nozel. Right, Nozel defeated Lich, or Dark Lich, or Lich, or Light. Let's call him Light. He used light magic. His name is close to light. I'm gonna just call him Light or Lich, whatever his name is, right? He defeated him, right? He also declared strongly that Yuno and Asta, I, Nozel, Silver, will become the Magic Knight. Now, as you guys might know by now, the Magic Knight seat is empty. Or the Magic King, the Magic King seat is empty, right? The previous Magic King died while fighting Lich, right? And now we have Nozel defeating Lich, who basically was a stronger version of the Lich that the previous kings of the Magic King fight. I wonder if you guys see where I'm going with it. And I wonder if the writers of the manga, is the creator of the manga, is trying to make a point with this as well, right? By saying that, listen, this guy is next in line to become the Magic King. He defeated Lich, or Light, again, right? He defeated Light, right? And he declared that he wanted to become the Magic King. The previous Magic King lost to Light. Not because he was weaker, but because he basically sacrificed himself. But technically, you could say lost to Light, because Light know that this was a character. This was who he was at his being, his core being, right? And decided that I'm going to use this idea to kill you, right? Because he know that he was going to do everything he can to save the kingdom, right? The city. And so he blasted his light attack at the city, and the king Julius, you know, did sacrifice himself to save the city, right? And when people are fighting, you know, when characters are fighting, these are all things that you have to take into consideration. What's your weakness? What's my advantage? This is if it's a fight, you know, of course somebody could say that was underhanded. But come on, all is fear in love and war. Of course, if it was a straight-up battle to test who was stronger, he would have lost. And I was kind of disappointed that they actually just killed off Julius like that. I mean, I really wanted to see them. You know, I wish that they would have given us a better showcase of his strength and abilities before he died. You know, even that fight between him and Light was not really a long fight. You know, it really ended really quickly, so we didn't really get to see the extent of his abilities and all of that. So that's what was kind of disappointing to me. All right, but let's get back to Nozel, right? Nozel Silver. So he defeated Light, you know, with his mercury water magic, whatever that is, right? You know, the reason why he defeated Light was because he was like the perfect opponent for Light, right? You know, if you remember when they were first fighting the Eyes of the Midnight Sun or whatever, Yami and there was there, and Gosh came, and you realize that he was also a weakness to Light because he could reflect, he used the glass magic, mirror magic or whatever, he could reflect all of that. Well, Mercury was the same, he created a surface with his mercury that could reflect the light that the Lich Lich was, you know, using to attack him. And he, so what he did was created a cage that was reflector, like a cage of reflector, and he used his own powers against him. So technically, it's not that he was on par with Light in terms of raw strength and ability, but it was the fact that he was an anti-Light magic user, basically. That's how he got defeated him. By the way, I know that my accent is a little different, but I'm trying to speak standard English as possible so that the English audience can understand me. I realize that I got a huge Indian English audience, and by which I mean a couple hundreds of you guys are listening to me, right? And so, hope I'm not being too not clear. So again, the parallels here seems pretty obvious, right? I think the authors are making it pretty clear that, and first of all, I don't think Yami. Now, at first, when the guy that Julius died, the Magic King died, I thought Yami would be upright, but looking at Yami's personality, I don't think Yami wants to become the Magic King. That's just too much responsibility for him. As a matter of fact, he already manages his responsibility as a Magic Knight. So I don't think he, Magic Knight captain, so I don't think he wants to be the Magic Knight. So, all right, and Aston Yuno is too young, right? So the seat is vacant now. Who is up to handle this now? No, another candidate could be, what's her name? Shit. That girl, that strong-ass woman, right? We're standing in for the other guy. I don't remember their names. I do not remember their names. Let me see. Fugulini. Listen, you know who I'm talking about. That fire user, right? Right? I'm not sure if she's going to be upright because, again, if she's just standing in for a brother that was injured by Light, right? So, and the brother is still injured, I guess. So I think the only real candidate right now would be Nozzle. And with that said, I think Nozzle will become the next Magic Knight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that in a different episode of this podcast. You know, I'm going to make sure I get my notes and everything, right? I'm going to title it, Why Nozzle Will Become the Next Magic King. All right? And so, that's it, I think. I mean, the writer tried to create a lot of parallels, you know. You remember when the Magic King was fighting Light, you know, he lost because Light did some underhanded tactics, right? This guy, Light, lost to Nozzle because Nozzle magic was basically an underhanded tactic, you know, his weakness and all of that shit, right? So it's a nice parallel to draw, right? So let me know what you guys think, though. Do you think I'm crazy? Oh, shit, what am I going to name this podcast episode? I don't even know. I just decided to start recording. You know, this is good. I'm gonna call it Nozzle. Okay. All right. See you guys in the next episode.